25 is a very big number. If you, to be fair to them, again, if you sort of peel the onion a little bit and look at them, they're really in a much smaller number of themes. And I think the key themes, and I think they're going to be hard but hopefully doable, are moving away from the grand designs into more agile, incremental developments. You get something out there quickly. I think that's a big picture theme among the 25 that I think is important. And I also think that really improving our ability at program management, making program management, IT program management, is one of these things that needs to be a core competency for government. We're spending $100 billion a year on IT. These systems in many agencies are crucial to whether the agency can work or not and do its mission. We don't treat it like a core competency now. We need to.
Yeah, so I think they're putting some muscle behind it by saying no program manager that's trained and competent and permanent and full-time on your project, then no money.
That's a nice incentive, I guess.
Now, in your experience, you wanted to get a lot done, and one of your themes was better communication as a way of getting around this grand design idea so that oral presentations and discussions could result in reasonable requirements. And there seems to be a move. They're talking about more a return, if you will, to more conversation, more open communication. In your view, are they biting off too many initiatives because you only have a certain amount of time?
Right. I think what they're trying to do here in the contracting process before an RFP comes out, how do the government and potential bidders or companies communicate with each other? The basic message here is doing more of this is in the government's interest because we'll develop better requirements, fewer ambiguities in the contract that then lead to litigation and so forth. I totally endorse your idea about focus. From a focus perspective, the good news is this is in Dan Gordon's inbox as Administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. Vivek Kundra, CIO, doesn't need to worry about this one as much. They can sort of have a little bit of a division of labor. It is interesting. You mentioned oral presentations. We also changed the FAR back in 1997 to allow one-on-one pre-RFP communications between the government and potential vendors. You need to do a one-on-one or else no vendor will say anything of any interest to the government if it's in these sort of big group kinds of things.
Well, let me ask you a point about that because you say the big group grope, and we all go to the conferences and there's 800 people at the IAC and there's all these vendor meetings that happen throughout the year. I mean, in terms of government talking at some level with industry, it's almost constant, but it sounds like the substantive information is not
right.
Really
it needs to be more granular. And I am doing an acquisition, trying to improve my business processes in this area. What do we know from industry best practices from the commercial world? If I have some sort of draft requirements, is there something I'm asking for? Let's say I'm making this up, a 99% level of availability on the IT system. If you got down to 96%, could you save half the money? That's the kind of thing at a much more granular level than these big 800-person conferences that are a pretty general level. We want to talk about the specifics a lot more.
Now, talking about getting back to better requirements, less grand design, more communication, I heard you once say many years ago, and you were kind of angry at a questioner who said, well, you went this way, now the pendulum has swung back, and your reaction was, that's kind of a cynical way to look at people as being at a pendulum at one extreme or the other. But maybe there are things that exert gravity on the workforce, such as the desire to do everything in one big grand design project or to push back against too much communication because it might taint a contract. So do you think it's, let's not say pendulum swing, but maybe time to move the gravitational body a couple light years further away?
First of all, I am amazed that you remember my saying that like now 13 or 14 years ago. Either you have a very good memory or I made a very good impression. I'm not sure which one. Let's say the mixture of both, Tom.
Little
of both. I think that, unfortunately, pendulum swings are a fact of life. I think what we need to do is to start with the core of people inside the organization, in this case the career government civil servants, who already are there in terms of understanding that moving in a more incremental direction is going to produce better IT systems, who already understand that communicating more with industry is going to produce better results for the government. There's a core of people, sometimes a pretty big core, of our civil service workforce who are already there. Let's encourage them to do what they want to do anyway. That's the best way to get this kind of improvement started.
I think one of the words that was operative back in the early Clinton years was discretion. Let's allow the discretion that's already there legally, but they weren't actually exercising it. And I wonder if it's the fact that discretion has gotten a little bit of a bad name because of poor performance in other areas of government, like, I don't know, Minerals Management Service.
People who don't like discretion will always point to isolated examples of abuse or poor performance or whatever, and it's easy to ignore the hundreds of everyday, don't get in the headlines, examples of problems that we create for the performance of government by insufficient use of the creativity and energy of our workforce to move our missions forward.
If you were talking to Vivek Kundra and Jeff Zients and Jack Lew, for that matter, and also Dan Gordon, I guess the four horsemen of the apocalypse, what would you tell them in terms of pacing and realistic ambition in terms of what they have laid out already?
Well, the first thing I'd say to them is, you guys need to get out there more. I think that the administration on the management side has been a little bit too inward focused. I mean, on the positive side, Dan Gordon has reconstituted the old frontline forum that we have. We actually have frontline government acquisition folks who come in and meet with him and so forth. I do think the whole team is out in the public not enough, and it isn't doing enough to energize and encourage both the workforce and people who support good government on the outside to join in this effort. And I'd like to see them out there more. I agree with focus. You've got a number of questions about that. You're a good student of management. Focus is also very important.